Welcome to the SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman. On today's show, we have Dr. McComb, who is a research professor at Southern University. She will be speaking with us today about a $500,000 grant that was awarded to Southern University and how this ties in to save the Mississippi Delta and how it affects you. Keep it right here. We'll be back in just a moment.
You know the legal drinking age is 21. You may also know this law protects teens. Find out more at don'tserveteens.gov. And thanks for not providing alcohol to teens. A message from the We Don't Serve Teens program and the Federal Trade Commission.
Welcome back. I'm Dexter Newman. And on today's show, we have Dr. McComb, who is a research professor at Southern University. Welcome, Dr. McComb. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Newman. Thank you for inviting me.
Dr. McComb, let's get right to it. As a research professor at Southern, you were selected, along with Dr. Crystal Vance, to participate in the Mississippi River Delta Transition Initiative Consortium. You all have been awarded $500,000 as part of a $22 million multi-member consortium led by Tulane University and LSU to seek ways to save the lower Mississippi River Delta. In that statement, save is the word that stands out. What is the issue with the Mississippi River Delta at this time? Could you please explain to our listeners and our viewers?
Okay, sure. First, I'm going to start off by just kind of giving a general introduction about what the consortium is. Like you stated, it's basically 14 institutions, the leading institution being LSU and Tulane, decided to see, okay, well, how can we support the lower Mississippi River Delta? Kind of focusing in on the socioeconomic systems and also the ecosystems as well. And then that way we'll be able to build a foundation for an increasingly diverse coastal research community. And so what we hope to do also is to provide richer human solutions that will address the future of the Gulf environmental and societal changes within that region. And so despite all the research that has happened in the lower Mississippi River Delta or the Bird's Foot region, as we like to call it, there's a lot of uncertainty regarding its future sustainability that we're really concerned about. For instance, we have increasingly intense hurricanes, we got rising sea level, we have basin climate change, and also diminishing river sediment. So there's a lot of modification that has happened in that river channel, and it makes it quite difficult for like navigation and also increasing energy costs. So all of these are major concerns that are really focused in that area. And so a lot of more recent research and what we hope to kind of accomplish in this proposal, amongst everything, is to demonstrate that the lower Mississippi River Delta is already transitioning rapidly, but how can we mitigate some of this degradation of pathways? And, you know, how can we show others how threatened it actually is within that Gulf Coast region? Now, a lot of these challenges are really clear, and it's been happening for a number of years, but the state of the knowledge and the predictive tools to address them are really inadequate. So that's another component that we hope to address with this proposal. And so a lot of that we may think about is, okay, what questions can we also answer? We want to think about the future trajectory of the lower Mississippi River Delta. You know, what type of environmental collapse can we kind of highlight? You know, what form of collapse? So, you know, there's not a lot of ongoing research planned. So this is kind of like to start that off. We're hoping to work with government agencies to fill those knowledge gaps and to also provide, you know, data to predict the transitions that will likely occur and that can impact that land mass and that river corridor area. Not only just the river and the corridor area, more so the hosted communities, the industry, like I mentioned, navigation, but overall the entire ecosystem. And so that ultimately came about in the concept with the Gulf Coast Research Program. And so that's to address those issues as well.
Now, of course, now how did you get involved with such an impactful project?
So initially, we worked with the Office of Sponsored Program at SUBR, and LSU, we already have like these collaborations going on with both schools. So we thought that this would be a great opportunity to meet and discuss such an important project. Like we talked about the slow decline of that area. And so our initial proposal, we submitted to the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, which is a they're a private nonprofit institution that provides opportunities to research critical knowledge and fill those gaps in the knowledge, and also provide funding opportunities to respond to those critical research needs. Now, within that institution, you have that Gulf the Gulf Research Program, and that's the one we were targeting. So we already have our pre-existing collaboration. So we say, okay, well, let's target the Gulf Research Program and see how we can fill those knowledge gaps. And so we looked at the science-based program, which is the GRP, and that seeks to enhance the offshore energy system and protect human health, but also it highlights catalyzing the practices within science and the capacity that is to advance and generate that long-term benefits to the Gulf of Mexico within the, to highlight it within the region, but also within the nation as well.
And Doc, with Southern being a part of this, along with Tulane and LSU, are any other HBCUs involved?
Yes, there'll be Xavier, there'll be Jackson State. We also have Xavier, Jackson State. We have Alcorn as well, amongst another a few of the other institutions. There's about 14, but right off the top of my
Oh,
head,
okay.
those are the four
Oh,
that
yeah,
I
you don't have to name them all.
included ourselves.
No, that's fine. You don't have to name them all, but it's more than just Southern involved
Yeah, more than just
HBCUs.
Southern, like everyone along that Mississippi River that has that direct connection. Here at
Yes.
Southern, the Mississippi River is quite literally in our backyard. So that was
Correct.
an avenue that we were looking at that also, okay, what schools are along that corridor or within that region that we could look at? And then the next step was saying, okay, well, what scientists can we also involve within all, within a diverse background of within their studies, but also diverse backgrounds within the academy. So the academy was really strong on that effort involving all the schools, not just selected schools, but all schools, no matter, what stage of institutional high learning they're in.
Doc, with that, we don't want to get too deep and lose some of our listeners with a lot of technical stuff, scientific words, but you're doing great to give us an idea of what's going on here with this, because this is a big deal. And we wanted our viewers and listeners to know this around the state. Is there anything else you would like to say about this project
Yes,
that
I
you're
guess
working
I
on?
want to highlight some of the major objectives to kind of like put it plainly. So within our the role that Southern University and myself as the primary investigator, one thing that we there are four major areas we want to look at or four major objectives. So the first objective would be the future project development. Now, this includes what do we need to support the needs of the Gulf community as a whole? That means the entire ecosystem. We can even also highlight it as an agro ecosystem. So what do we need to support that? Okay, we need the institutions, we need the knowledge, we need the research, okay? Then we have our management evaluation, which is a major part of that. How do we evaluate management strategies for the allocation of water and sediments within that area that are being slowly degraded? The third would be workforce diversity, which is the part that Southern University and myself, where we participate to broaden the diversity and the number of scholars working on those coastal deltaic issues in the Gulf of Mexico, or the GOM, as we like to call it. And then lastly, like I mentioned previously, we have the socioeconomic resilience. That means how are we going to assess the socioeconomic effects on the community? And the resilience under specific scenarios, including, let's say, for instance, altered navigation. So there's things that we want to consider or the major four objectives. And as a primary investigator, I'll spearhead the workforce diversity and also the geochemistry research efforts at Southern University. And we're also going to contribute, or I have been selected to be on the steering committee as well. So within each objective, we also have sub-teams. And that's where the other research professors, Dr. Vance and myself, will act as research researchers to contribute to the research and expertise to achieve those underlying subtask goals.
And Dr. McComb, look like you have your hands full with this, but of course, congratulations to you all that were selected to be a part of this consortium. And I know we'll be getting more reports from you through our website, suagcenter.com, or we'll be bringing you back to the SU Ag podcast to give us some more information on and new developments on what's going on. So do you have any parting shots you'd like to make or to say?
Oh, my parting words would just give a little bit of my background.
Oh,
That
please.
involves environmental science and a little bit of geochemistry. I did not know that I would be on that trajectory in the beginning, but the foundation of my education was plant and soil science at Alcorn State University. And that's where I found my love for the environment and agroecosystems. After graduating from Alcorn, I continued my education at the Jackson State University, where I completed my PhD in environmental science with a concentration in environmental chemistry and biogeochemistry, where I studied monitoring and trace metals within the ecosystem within the Gulf of Mexico. So it's a very cyclical. And I feel like it's coming right back to where my origin started. And so it's actually going to help me to help Southern and myself to kind of expand our wealth of knowledge as well.
And Doc, look, thank you for your background. And also, how long have you been with Southern University at this time?
I have been at Southern since the fall of 2021.
All right. And like I said, we'll be getting more updates from you some kind of way through our website, social media, and possibly again on the Ag Podcast.
There's one other thing I forgot to mention. There
Yeah, go
is
ahead.
also an REU that is available to students.
Okay, so repeat that again. Hey. What's available again?
There is a research education for undergraduate, an
Oh, okay.
REU experience for students through this program where the application deadline is actually in March. So we are currently looking for students to kind of collaborate and get involved in the project.
Good. How could they get that information? Is it a website they can go?
Yes, they can actually I'll be putting it out through the Grow JAGS dissemination and also be putting out through the department as well. We working they actually just established a site for the Mississippi Consortium, but if they have any questions, they could feel free to contact me at jacqueline.mccomb@sus.edu.
Doc, once again, we thank you for being a part of the SU Ag podcast and all information. It was a wealth of information that you brought to us. I know I learned a lot today, and we'll be seeing you around.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to another edition of the SU Ag Podcast. I'm Dexter Newman. Thank you for joining us. This has been a production of the Southern University Agricultural Research and Extension Center.